I was watching the game on Thursday, so excited at how well Theo Maledon was doing, just counting up the points. And then I went to check my team, and he wasn't there. And I don't know what happened.
I think now's the time for Jaguars. Even though I would honestly trust Goodwin more, even though I didn't manage to get neither of those players on my team.
It's better to get Khalid Sakis and get a zero than getting another player, any other player who get a minus nine.
Minus nine, yeah, for sure.
Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. There's so much to talk about this week. We have unlimited trades. It's a three-turn week. But most important of all, I'm back.
Welcome back, Frankie.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. Nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, we need to coordinate on that better next time.
Before we start, round 10, what happened? I saw you got something like 50 points more than you guys or anything. What's wrong with you guys? Why are you so bad at this, really?
I have to tell you that I was watching the game on Thursday, so excited at how well Theo Maledon was doing, just counting up the points. And then I went to check my team, and he wasn't there. And I don't know what happened.
No, I didn't have Maledon, but he was definitely the player of the week. He had 37 and 36 PAR, so very much to consider. Now that we have unlimited trades, we have a lot of things to discuss about.
Before we start talking about the actual EuroLeague players, we should talk about the fantasy players that smashed it last week, our weekly winners on round line. It was Esther Altinisic with 235 credits. But in round 10, we had an even better score from Margo Marighetti, 240.6 credits. Guys, congratulations. I don't know how you do it. Like, if you want to send me any tips, more than welcome, because I need to beat Heavy and Frankie, because I'm not beating them so far. And I have to do better. Even though I had a slightly good week, I'd say. Not terrible. But yeah, I need to up it a little bit.
Well, going back to what we talked about, who's hot right now? I think, for instance, Nigel Hayes-Davis has been amazing. Fenerbahce is in a five-game winning streak, and he has played well in each and every game, but playing really well, scoring a lot, rebounding. He had a double-double. I think it was the third of his career in round 10.
Only third?
Only third. He doesn't rebound that much. And he had one against Real Madrid, another against Alba Berlin. Not the day he had 50 points, but another different day. It looks like he always plays well against Alba. And probably Hayes-Davis is one of the players to follow. I'm really considering him. It's not in my team right now at this moment, but he may be at the end of the week. Frankie?
One extra reason that I think everyone should be considering him is because he is one of only a few players that's playing on Wednesday in turn one. So for strategic reasons, if you get him in there, turn one, and he's your captain, and it doesn't go great, you still have two more nights to choose a captain. So that's something to consider.
I think this is very important in three turns. You have to have at least one good player per turn, because if something goes like terribly wrong, at least you have a final choice in T3 to fix things. The players I recommended in this week are Hayes-Davis, Devin Booker, and Maledon. These are the three players that I recommended, plus a couple of cheaper choices.
Well, I don't have a good player or no player from T1 because there's only one game and it didn't happen, even though I really wanted to get Nigel Hayes-Davis too. And someone mentioned that on the comments last week that we haven't mentioned his name, and it's true. For some reason, we haven't talked a lot about Fenerbahce, even though it's in the top of the standings right now. Nigel Hayes-Davis is hot, too expensive right now. But if you had done a good job so far and you have more than 100 credits to spend, he's definitely a good option. But another good expensive option that I included in my team is TJ Shorts. Paris is on a six-game winning streak right now. Like, that's amazing and unbelievable. And TJ Shorts is leading the Parisian team all the way. He had gotten the MVP honors twice already, round 5 and round 10. He shared the award with Theo Maledon in round 10. He's hot, and I hope he keeps being hot now that he's on my team.
Right. Speaking on Fener, Frankie, the guard situation got even worse. Devon Hall got injured. Wade Baldwin was already injured. Scotty Wilbekin will probably be out for the season. Looking for players, probably. Right now, what they have is Mays, Dragars, and Goodrich. And I think these three players, especially the last two, Zagas and Buduric, who played really well in the Turkish Derby in the Turkish League this weekend, are really interesting. And I don't see any team without them right now. What do you think?
Yeah, at 7.5 credits, I think Zagars is, and playing turn one, there's almost no risk there. So I think that's a player everybody should consider having. And we have to remember just how talented of a player this was. This guy was before he got hurt in 2023 at the best World Cup. He was, now he has the opportunity. We know he has the talent. It's just a matter of finding the consistency as you come from an injury. And for us, for fantasy owners, to get that level of talent at 7.5 credits and to know that you have two more nights to replace him if he doesn't have a great night, that's the perfect fantasy storm. So I would highly recommend him. He's obviously on my team, and I think that he should be on almost everybody's team.
They play Virtus. Virtus is coached by Luka Banki. Banki is the coach of Zagars in the Latvian national team. That's the coach that actually, well, made him get a contract with Fenerbahce with his performance in the World Cup. Is that an issue? He knows him too well. Maybe he'll have some defensive traps for him.
Yeah, that's true. And he has Alessandro Paiola to play defense on him, which is always good. But on the other hand, maybe Zagars has an extra motive to play great against his coach in the national team. He has the opportunity to showcase his talent because the other guards are injured. So you don't want to let that opportunity slip from your hands. So I think now's the time for Zagars. Even though I would honestly trust Gudrun's more because she has much more experience in the EuroLeague, and if he gets hot from downtown, like, he's really hard to stop. So I would probably, between the two, I would probably go with Gudrich, even though I didn't manage to get neither of those players on my team.
You have more injuries. Metu of Barca got injured the other day. He finished the game, but he's gonna have some tests. Same with Sasha Bezenkov, who's owned by a lot of people in the fantasy channel. Tamir Vlad is not going to play. So, Frankie, lots of things to talk about, right?
Absolutely. So anybody who does not have Hayes Davis on their team and does have Vezenkov, I think you need to pay attention carefully. First of all, nobody can afford Vezenkov at 18.3 credits. You can't afford to have him injured on your bench. So we all need to check by Wednesday and know if he's playing or not. If we hear that there's a chance he might not play, he's instantly out, and the first man in will be Hayes Davis. As far as the Tamir Blatt situation, which is quite sad because he was just coming back from injury and playing well again. It's tough to get a feel for the Maccabi backcourt at this point. They just also signed Mariel Shayok, who will play the two and the three. It's going to impact all of the players, and I just don't know where the value is there. I think Shayok will debut this week, not his for the season. He's played in the EuroLeague before for Fenerbahce. But Levi Randolph is a guy who's been playing almost 30 minutes a game. I think that he's going to lose some value with Shayok back. So it's kind of a wait and see.
To be honest, I wanted to get Levi Randolph on my team. Like, I really tried. He's gotten really expensive. I think at the beginning of the season, his price was high. So now that he's playing better and better each game, his price is even higher. So, but I wasn't really sure about the whole situation, how the lineups will change again. So I was kind of reserved on that, but maybe if Sasa is out, which I hope will not happen, maybe he's also a player to consider for your teams.
If Metu doesn't play, Jabari Parker becomes a really, really good choice. He's in good rhythm now, and I don't think we've seen his potential yet. And maybe it's time for him to step up without Metu. Have a great game against Bayern Munich. He's a turn three player also, which makes him even more interesting because that way he can fix your mistakes. I like him a lot, especially if Metu doesn't play. Parker could be a really, really good choice.
Why don't we speak about some of the bargain options out there for everybody's teams?
Okay, I'm going to go for two players from the same team. I like Giga Samar because he played in Fuenlabrada for many years. He's going back to Madrid. He's starting to see some decent playing time. He played 15 minutes, had a PAR of 13 in the German League, and without Hermansson and McDowell-White, Samar should play more, and he's in an environment that he knows. And the same goes with Españolo. 8.9 credits, I think. He played for Real Madrid when he was a kid. He's playing really well in the last three games, both in the German League and in the EuroLeague. And I think he's a very good choice.
Let me add to that, if we're already there, Gabriel Protida, who's also quite cheap and is playing excellent lately. So I think there's some value there with the young Alba players.
Vasiliki, I guess that you were expecting Petrušev. Everybody has Petrušev, and I didn't speak about Petrušev, right?
Yeah, he's only 8.9 credits. I think like he's the second most famous guy after Vezenkov. Around 30% of the finalist managers have already bought Petrušev. I was kind of second guessing that. Should I trade him this week because Red Star is playing Partizan? It's a big derby. You never know, but I ended up keeping him on my team, so I hope he performs well. One super tip is Pippo Ricci from Armani, 4.6 credits, and he's providing a little bit of points for your bench. If you can't afford something better, that's a good option forwards. And also Rodrigue Bobois, I think he's around 8 credits too. You know, he can contribute. He had some issue in his shoulder, I think, at the end of the game against Real. I don't know that if that's a serious issue, but if he plays, I think he's also a good option.
I noticed that when we were doing, when we were on X, formerly known as Twitter, giving our advice a couple weeks ago, I noticed a lot of teams had guys who are 4.1, 4.2 credits who will have no role, will not play, and there's very little hope. I think right now, if you have a player like that, if you want some value at 4 credits, is I'm Partizan Mitar Bosniakovic, teenager, but he's working his way in, and that's where you can sometimes find some value. So if you're doing that at the end of your bench, just a 4 credit guy, that is somebody who I would also recommend right now.
Well, I'll go first. I traded my entire backcourt, and I'm not sure about it because I traded 2 players that did really well lately, Nick Welebab and Carson Edwards. Why did I do that? Because I think, Bayern is going to have a really tough time against Barca, and I don't expect that it to be particularly high scoring. At some point, somebody has to slow down. I mean, Booker has been fantastic. Edwards and Welebab, same. At some point, somebody has to have a bad game at some point. So I'm trying my luck with different players. I'm also trading Matisek, who had a -9 last week. And I'm also selling Elijah Bryan because I need more money to get different players. I also traded Osmani and Tyreek Jones. Tyreek Jones had a really bad backup role. Instead of playing 22, 23 minutes, he went down to 15 in round 10. And that was enough for me to trade him. And I'm also trading Coach Herbert for the same reason. Barca, it's always difficult. Hossein, Thiam Maledon, a no-brainer. He had 37 and 36 PAR in the last couple of games. So that's my first choice. My second choice is Gudrich, as I said. And I'm going for both Samar and Spaniolo, the players I talked about, the bargains of the week. I'm also getting Ndiaye from Asvel and Ante Sisic from Virtus Bologna. He plays turn 1. I want a center who can play right away. And just in case, I have David Booker at turn 3 if Sisic doesn't play well. And I'm getting Chus Mateo playing against Alba Berlin. I don't see, after the losses that Madrid has, they have to bounce back. And they play at home, so it's the logical thing. Players I'm keeping Ricci, I'm keeping Sasha Bezenkov, and a little more, really. Have Petrušev also.
And Booker.
Yeah, exactly, and David Booker. That's how the 4. Thank you, Vasiliki. She knows my team better than I do. It's unbelievable. And yet again, I'm beating you guys. I don't know how I'm doing. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Vasiliki, who do you have then?
Well, like, that was the first time of the season that I had so many second thoughts, third thoughts, fourth thoughts, even for my choices. Like, I altered my team around 10 times last night. At some point, I didn't know what to do. Every team seemed solid, but then I said, no, I can do something better than that. And then, like, I was so confused because sometimes unlimited trades make you have so many options that you don't know which route to take. So I ended up doing only 4 trades. Like, it was a regular week. Like, there was no limited trades. But
that's very brave, I have to say. Very brave.
Yeah. I don't know where would it lead me, or if I do something last minute, which I probably will, I think, because I'm like, having doubts about everything, but I will tell you how's the situation right now. So I traded Coach Herbert for Coach Jus Mateo for the reasons you have mentioned. I also traded Kevin Panther to get TJ Shorts for the very first time in my roster this year. I think he deserves a spot there. He costs 16 credits, but if he can score like more than 30, it's a good move to make. And he seems he's on that path right now, that there's no way to really stop him. So I hope he does perform well, and I'm not screwed with that choice, because that will cost me a lot if he doesn't perform. I also got rid of Jerian Grant, who was the go-to guy for Panathinaikos at the last minutes of the game against Virtus, but now Lorenzo Brown is back from his illness, so I don't know exactly how the situation will work there, and I already have Kendrick Nunn on my team, so two guards from Panathinaikos, it's a bit too much, I think, right now. So I got Sergio Yule as a cheap option, but also a player that will get minutes, and I think he will perform very well against Alba, depleted Alba at home, because Real needs a boost of confidence and a convincing win. And last but not least, I got rid of Matisek, who had -9, as you have said, to got Mats Strazel from Monaco, 4.9 credits. He's playing here and there a few minutes. He can provide a few points for my bench, which is not very strong, I can tell you, but I feel like if I have six main guys who can perform really well, maybe that's a way to go. Like, it worked for me last week. I hope it will again. Frankie, your turn. Oh, okay. You have a question.
No, I have
not
a question.
Not your turn again.
Sorry. Kalaitzakis. You have Kalaitzakis, right?
Yeah, I do. He's on my bench like from the beginning. He's not playing consistently in EuroLeague. When he plays, he has a defensive role mostly. So maybe still here and there, or a block can benefit your score, but nothing much.
Okay. Well, it's better to get Kalaitzakis and get a zero than get any other player who get a -9.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for let's sure. See. But I would try somebody like Bosniakovic, somebody like Saga, Samar.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe it could be a choice. Anyway, Frankie, sorry.
Frankie, no, now it's your turn.
That's fine. I will say Bosniakovic, who I do have, did have a negative PIR in last week, in the second game last week. But I still believe that for four credits, he's worth the risk. I did something unusual. I whitewashed most of my team. I've struggled all season to find centers I'm confident with. So I've done something strange where I've gone with two lesser centers, both playing in turn two. I've set up my lineup. So right now they're both playing, and whoever's better will stay as my center, and whoever's less good will go to my bench on turn three. So those two centers are Kavarius Hayes of Paris Basketball and Elie Ndiaye of Real Madrid, who's had a sort of a role, right? He's been getting minutes, but he hasn't dominated. But I'm wondering if the game against Alba Berlin, if he'll get more minutes, and for 5.8 credits, it's worth the risk. So instead of spending big money on centers who are making me nervous, that's where I'm going at center. At forward, I still have Vezenkov, but as we discussed before, that's injury dependent, and that could change my whole lineup if all of a sudden I have to make a swap. Petrusev, who I believe also most of the world has at this point, Bosniakovic, who we've mentioned, and Procida, who has been playing very well and is underpriced for Alba. And my guards are, I've had Zagars, Carson Edwards, who's a turn three player, and he's my insurance policy, Spagnolo, from Alberta. And here's a player that we haven't discussed about, but I have confidence. I'm nervous about the price, but I believe in him, is Lonnie Walker. He's not cheap at 12.7 credits, but because he's playing turn three and they're playing against Panathinaikos, and it should be more of a fast-paced game, there could be more shots. I don't want to fall behind if all of a sudden he does have that big game. He had a very slow first game. Already his third game, he's playing quite well. He barely played in the Lithuanian League over the weekend because they crushed some team by 60 points. So he started, played that 3 or 4 minutes and was done. But I think that he's my gamble. I'd rather have the gamble on turn one than turn three. But I think that Lonnie Walker is someone who I felt comfortable rolling the dice on. So that's my gamble for the week. And like everybody else at Coach, I have Coach Mateo.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. By the way, we know that Giga Sama plays the Fantasy Challenge. So you're invited to come to the podcast anytime, man. So I want to put it up there just before I forget.
Should we ask all Euro players to comment below on YouTube to say, hey, I'm playing, invite me to the show?
Yeah, well, if they want to be here, they know the doors are open for any EuroLeague player that plays the game. So, yeah, definitely. Anyway, captains, let's start with you, Vasiliki. Who do you have as captain?
I don't have someone playing on T1. So for T2, I'm going with no other than Sasa Vezenkov. If he doesn't play, I had to change my whole roster probably. But if he's healthy, he's my captain. Probably for T2, even though I have Kendrick Nunn and TJ Shorts as well. And for T3, if something goes sideways, I have Devin Booker, who has been playing great. Since I got him in my center position, I feel very, very more comfortable in my team because at first I had some serious problems with my centers. But Booker has been phenomenal for the last couple of weeks. He's the main guy for Bayern, so... if something goes southways on T2, Booker will step in for T3. What about you, Javi?
Me? I have Marko Gudurić as in turn one. I really, like I said, his experience and the lack of guards in Fenerbahce is a very good combination. I could have Antetokounmpo also, but I'm going with Gudurić. I have Vezenkov as second choice. If Vezenkov doesn't play, it's Hayes Davis. Then I'll have three extra credits that I don't know how I'm going to spend, but probably what I'll do is one of the end of the bench players probably get an upgrade to some rotation player. And T3, like you, if nothing works, I have Devin Booker just in case ready for to deliver. But I really hope that we don't get to the point that I have a captain T1, especially T2, that actually works. Frankie, well, who do you have?
Well, my only player in turn one is Zagar, so that's a no-brainer. In turn two, I have Vezenkov, and that's also a no-brainer. And if for some reason I, at the end of turn two, I'm uncomfortable, then I have Lonnie Walker.
All right.
Okay. That would be big of a gamble.
If I get to that point, then I need to gamble.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, remember that we're on Twitter on Wednesday before the games, we'll be posting our lineups. Remember, there's a game on Wednesday. So don't forget to make all your trades. You have unlimited trades, but you better use them before Wednesday because then it's going to be too late. Vasiliki, any final words?
I think I will change my team a couple times more this week. So maybe what I said so far doesn't count. But yeah, stay tuned on X. For any last-minute changes, especially if Sasa Vezenkov is out, then we all will need to change our rosters. So, yeah, you can all find us there.
This week's Rivalry Series Game of the Week is the Derby of Belgrade, Crvena Zvezda or Red Star against Partizan. Make sure not to miss it. And we have a couple requests of you. Share the podcast with your friends. Like, subscribe, make sure you don't miss any episodes. And interact with us, whether it's on YouTube or on X. Ask us questions, share your teams, let us know what's going on, and keep the conversation going. And we'll be back next week. Until then, enjoy.